Izzy Azumi, FDO. Stink came and peered over Mrs. Sozo's fence at the bag of poop that Judy had scooped.
"Whoa, where's the moose?" he asked.
"Huh?" said Judy.
"That's moose poop if I ever saw it," said Stink.
"How do you know it's moose poop?" asked Judy.
"It's too big to be dog poop. Looks more like cow plop. I'm reading the Big Head Book of Scat from the library. I'm kind of a scat expert, you know."
It was true, not false. Stink did know a lot about scat and poop and dung.
"Moose poop, huh?" said Judy with a gleam in her eye.
Cha-ching! She should make even more money for scooping poop that size.
"Scooping moose poop has to be worth way more than dog poop. Maybe even 5 big ones."
"At least," said Stink.
When Judy was done, she knocked on Mrs. Sozo's front door to collect her money. As it turned out, it was only worth 5 little, not big ones. 5 dimes. A puny 50 cents.
"How much did you get?" Stink asked.
Judy held out her hand.
50 cents, that's all?" said Stink. "That's dog poop."
"Exactly," said Judy. "Mrs. Sozo says poop is poop."
"Bummer," said Stink, hopping down off the fence. "Gotta go. I'm late for a thumb wrestling match with Webster."
"See you later," said Judy.
Stink was halfway down the sidewalk when he turned around.
"You know what you need? Polar bear scat. Now that's worth something."
"Now you tell me," said Judy.
Gold mine. If Stink was right, she could scoop poop from possums to pot-bellied pig, elk to emus. The bigger, the better. She'd make piles of money, heaps of it, mountains of money. Judy knocked on 3 more doors. Not one person wanted their possum poop scooped, and nobody even owned an emu. On the way home, Judy kept an eye out for polar bear scat.
"I'm Linda Gormazano, polar bear poop tracker," she said aloud.
Stink had read to Judy all about Linda Gormazano from his Big Head Book of Scat.
"For $5, I'll track down your polar bear poop and scoop it."